Well, this is 106.1 The Corner, and we are joined in the Corner Lounge via phone this morning by the one and only Cliff McBurtney of Beatallica. Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning to you, Brad.
Hey, thank you for taking some time to kind of let us in on Beatallica and kind of the story behind the group here. Now, if people listening are not familiar with Beatallica at all...
You're lucky. No, just kidding.
Give us the overview and kind of the quick history of the band and what you guys are all about.
Sure. Well, we claim to be the band that drank 1,000 beers. Now, that's not 1,000 single beers. That's 1,000 types of beer throughout our travels. But even that's a low number for some people.
But, right.
Basically, we got started as a complete joke up here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, for a party. CDs were given out of this mashup of Metallica doing Beatles songs, sort of in a Garage Days format.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those CDs leaked to a local internet DJ who also happened to be a physics professor at one of the universities here. And he put it up on the internet. He called it Beatallica, and unbeknownst to us. And then 6 months later, came back to us with a big stack of fan mail from around the world saying, if you guys aren't in this band already, you have to make it for real.
You have to do it for real. So yeah. It wasn't even planned to be a real band or a touring thing.
No. It was meant to be a one-off for a April Fool's party back in 2001.
Okay, gotcha. Well, and now you're on to what? Your third proper album, The Masterful Mystery Tour.
Masterful Mystery Tour, that's right.
I am curious. I understand the beer thing with the Milwaukee connection, but where did the original idea come from? I mean, are you guys just big Beatles and Metallica fans?
It actually came from beer, funny enough. Go figure. But... we just sitting around in a basement drinking some warm beer one summer night, saying, "Hey, what would be good for this party next spring? Oh yeah, let's do Beatles songs like Metallica. Hey, good idea, you know." And like just buzzed out the first couple songs. Didn't even put them on MP3. Didn't even master them or anything. And that's what went out to the general public before we had a chance to say no.
Well, and it just kind of really internet buzz from there, it sounds like.
Sort of like a viral thing, yeah.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Masterful Mystery Tour, the new album, which is on Oglio Records.
Oglio Records. Well, let's see. It's got 12 tracks.
I love, and all the titles are like a mashup of Beatle Metallica titles. The okay. Battery of James and Yoko.
Fuel on the Hill.
Fuel on the Hill, yep.
Yeah.
Got to Get You Trapped Under Ice. I like that.
Tomorrow Never Comes. That's probably one of my favorites off the album.
In a way, how do you respond to people that, that don't take the group seriously? Or is that okay?
I don't think we take ourselves too seriously. I think in the music industry, some bands take themselves far too seriously. And there should be some fun involved in music, we think, So we try to have some fun with ourselves and with our fans, and I always say if our fans are having half as much fun as us, then we're having twice as much fun as them.
Nice. We're talking with Cliff McBurtney. Now, give me the other band names real quick, too.
Oh, sure. Well, James Lenfield, he's lead vocals and guitar. Gerg Hammetson, the third, is on guitar, lead guitar. I myself, Cliff McBurtney, play lead bass. And Ringo Lars is the drummer.
It's Cliff McBurtney of Beatallica. And let's take a quick pause right now, Cliff, and play one of the tracks off the new record, Masterful Mystery Tour. We're going to go ahead and use Hero of the Day Tripper, Beatallica, on 106.1 The Corner.
Take
Well, this is 106.1 The Corner. We are joined via phone today with Cliff McBurtney of Beatallica, the Beatles Metallica live mashup band, in support of the new CD, Masterful Mystery Tour. You know, one thing that comes to mind right away is the copyright issues and the songwriting. How does that work? I mean, are you a parody group? Is that kind of what it is?
I don't know if we'd ever put it in those terms, but we did have some issues with the copyright owners, namely Sony, who owns a significant part of the Beatles catalog. Part of the story that broke on the NPR story that you mentioned earlier was Metallica. Lars Ulrich, in particular, got behind us. They've all said they love what we do. And between Lars and Sony, we were able to hammer out a deal where we could actually go forward and put out the albums without stepping on too many toes, you know?
I mean, these aren't obscure groups that you guys are covering by any means.
The most litigious bands in rock and roll.
Yeah. Any plans to tour in our neck of the woods, kind of the East Coast and down south this year?
Nothing on the books this year, but we've been there before and we love it, and be great to get back there.
We got to make that happen. I mean, the Corner will definitely get behind that. We've got, you know, the actual Metallica show coming up October 17th here in Charlottesville, which is going to be just fantastic. So
Good guys.
Yeah, and have you ever gotten to kind of meet with them or work with them directly?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have this April 1st. This last April 1st, we were in Paris. We were both in Paris. We had a day off from the show the night before, and Metallica was playing at the big theater there. And their crew all know who we are and stuff. So Gerg, being the sound man, talked to their sound man, their secret little sound man, techno speak.
Right.
And they got us backstage after the show, and we all hooked up, got the big picture of us all together, smiling and talk to the guys. It was real fun.
That is so cool. And especially, you know, that they're you know, that they're fans of what you do and really support it. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, Lars comes out and he's asking us about what's on the next album, you know, not like not like us asking him. It was a total role reversal.
Role reversal.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, Cliff, it's great to talk to you, and I think we should wrap up by playing Masterful Mystery Tour, the title track from the newest album, and go ahead and give out the website just one more time.
www.beatallica.org.
It's Cliff McBurtney of Beatallica from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and thanks, Cliff, for joining us.
Cheers, Brad.